Hey, folks, it's Mike Church. You know, when I was a little chirrins, I remember loving the old Dunkin' Donuts TV spot. You know, the one with the guy who woke up at 3 a.m. mumbling to his wife,
I gotta make the donuts.
Well, fast forward 40 years, and now I'm the guy waking up at 3 a.m. mumbling to my wife,
I gotta make the radio.
But I have a secret weapon the Dunkin' Donut dude did not have. Crusade Channel Cappuccino Dark Roast Coffee and whole bean or ground. Our fresh, aromatic gourmet coffee is made from 100% fair trade beans, freshly imported, roasted, and then delivered fresh to you. So, whatever AM you arise at, to make what you gotta make, count on Crusade Cappuccino Dark Roast Coffee. Order today at crusadechannel.com/coffee or by telephone at 844-527-8723.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacey Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Thursday, September 3rd, 2020. I'm Stacey Cohen reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by Foundations Restored, the epic 17-part DVD or streaming video series that destroys the neo-Darwinist theory of evolution in favor of the actual history of Earth found in the book of Genesis. Order Foundations Restored today at crusadechannel.com/Adam. Here's what to listen for this hour. Facebook is designating Kyle Rittenhouse a mass murderer. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo puts his street clothes on and fights back at President Trump. And get your popcorn. The debate schedule is out. Facebook is officially designating the actions of Kyle Rittenhouse, the 17-year-old who allegedly killed two people and wounded another in Kenosha, Wisconsin, after being mobbed and attacked by rioters, a mass murder, despite the fact that this hasn't been proven in court. Facebook confirmed that it would remove any posts that support Rittenhouse. A conservative author and YouTube personality reported that his Facebook page had received a threat of suspension after he posted a video of Rittenhouse offering to give medical assistance to wounded protesters in Kenosha shortly before the shooting. A Facebook spokesman did confirm the company is removing posts in support of Rittenhouse because the incident is considered a mass murder by the company. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo Wednesday all but threatened President Trump's safety if he returns to New York City in a rant responding to a story by the Post that Trump is looking to pull federal funds from lawless cities, including New York. Cuomo called an emergency press briefing within a half hour Wednesday night to tear into Trump for the order, which cites that New York's rising murder rate has grown and defunding of the NYPD. He better have an army if he thinks he's going to walk down the street in New York. New Yorkers don't want to have anything to do with him, the Democrat said, all but threatening the commander-in-chief. Cuomo, who, like Trump, hails from Queens. Pretty obvious. There might not be a complete football schedule, but we do have a debate schedule. Representatives from Fox News, C-SPAN, and NBC will moderate the upcoming debates between President Trump and Democratic challenger Joe Biden. According to the Nonpartisan Commission on Presidential Debates, the moderators will be Chris Wallace of Fox News. That's for the 29th of September debate. It's going to be held in Cleveland. Steve Scully of C-SPAN for the town meeting. That debate will be October 15th in Miami. And NBC's Kristen Welker for the debate October 22nd in Nashville, Tennessee. The commission also did announce Wednesday that USA Today's Susan Page will moderate the vice presidential debate. That one's on October 7th in Salt Lake City with Vice President Mike Pence and Democrat Kamala Harris. Our saint of the day, he's best remembered for his encouragement of the frequent reception of Holy Communion, especially by children. Quote of the day, it's better to be the child of God than the king of the whole world, St. Aloysius Gonzaga. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Hi, I'm Barbara Dooley, and I'm excited to share some great news from my friends at Bulldog Kia. You can buy a new Kia online and have it delivered straight to your home.
Right now, 2020 Kia Soul LXs are only $15,900 at Bulldog Kia in Athens. That's right, you can get a brand new Kia Soul LX for less than $16,000. This includes $2,000 customer cash and a dealer discount of $1,415. Get your new Kia Soul today at Bulldog Kia.
Wow, What a great deal. And with their free home delivery service, you can have your new Kia delivered straight to your driveway. So do what all other smart car shoppers do and get your new Kia from Bulldog Kia on the Atlanta Highway in Athens or at bulldogkia.com.
Must take delivery by August 3rd, 2020. Exempt stock number K20921, MSRP $20,315. Dealer retains all rebates and incentives, taxes, tag, fees, and dealer added items not included. See dealer for details.
We'll see ya at Bulldog Kia.
Our saint of the day is St. Pius X. Pope Pius X is perhaps best remembered for his encouragement of the frequent reception of Holy Communion, especially by children. The second of 10 children in a poor Italian family, Joseph Sardo, became Pius X at age 68. He was one of the 20th century's greatest popes. Ever mindful in his humble origin, Pope Pius stated, "I was born poor, I live poor, I will die poor." He was embarrassed by some of the pomp of the papal court. Interested in politics, Pope Pius encouraged Italian Catholics to become more politically involved. One of his first papal acts was to end the supposed right of governments to interfere by veto in papal elections, a practice that reduced the freedom of the 1903 conclave, which had elected him. While he did not author a famous social encyclical as his predecessor had done, he denounced the ill treatment of indigenous peoples on the plantations of Peru. He sent a relief commission to Messina after an earthquake and sheltered refugees at his own expense. On the 11th anniversary of his election as Pope, Europe was plunged into World War I. He died a few weeks after the war began, and he was canonized in 1954. A second Trump administration appointee has been ousted at the Food and Drug Administration in the wake of the agency's botched announcement about an experimental therapy for COVID-19, which medical experts said damaged the health regulator's credibility with the public. An FDA spokesperson confirmed Wednesday that John Wolf Wagner, a political appointee installed by the White House earlier this summer, is no longer heading the agency's Office of External Affairs. Instead, Heidi Ribello, she's a longtime FDA career official, has stepped into the position on an acting basis, overseeing all FDA public communications. Attorney General Bill Barr Wednesday stayed pretty quiet about whether he'd like to serve a second term if President Trump is reelected, though he did say he feels satisfied by his job. During a wide-ranging interview on CNN, Wolf Blitzer pushed Barr, who was also AG in the George H.W. Bush administration, about his future plans, and he asked whether he enjoys his work. He said, "I wouldn't use the word enjoy, but it is satisfying." The jovial moment came at the close of the sit-down after Barr echoed Trump's belief that mail-in ballots for the November election could be vulnerable to fraud and likened the system to playing with fire. Well, we lost a real all-star. Hall of Fame pitcher Tom Seaver, a three-time Cy Young Award winner and 12-time all-star, has died at the age of 75. This according to the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Seaver's family, as well as Major League Baseball. Seaver died Monday in his sleep of complications of Lewy body dementia and COVID-19, according to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.